Hello everybody and welcome to today's Sunday sermon, which is on the 16th week in Ordinary Time. My name is Father Tom Casey, SMA, of the SMA Media Centre in Dola in Zambia. I am the producer and the presenter of this programme. Today we are reminded from the first reading of the attributes of God. God is a God of justice, the source of justice, in fact, from the Book of Wisdom, chapter 12, verse 13, up to 19, approximately. He's the master of all things. He is lenient with all. For the gospel is about the wheat and the darnel, that the good survive with the bad, and then there is the separation on the final judgment day. It's explaining how patient God is and waits for the sinner to turn back to him. Patience and generosity are the hallmarks of a good person, meekness and mildness. And when the necessity arises for to be just and fair, the strength is also there to do that. Strength is born in calmness and assuredness. Our God is all those things and more besides. He's patient, he's generous, he is meek, he's mild, but when necessary, he is just and he is fair. But how can we believe in this God whom we don't see? In earthly living, we depend on our five senses for to know the reality and the truth. But not everything that we see with and experience with our senses is the truth. I might see an accident or an incident in a football match, and the person beside me in the stadium would see something different. Haven't we all experienced that? That is true of our five senses, the sense of smell, touch, hearing, seeing, and tasting. So to say I don't believe in God because I can't experience him in the normal way through my five senses, namely I can't see him, I can't hear him, I can't taste him, I can't smell him, I can't touch him, this is not a proof that he is not there. So, if we can't trust our senses, how can we get to know this God as is described today in our readings? Definitely we pray to him. What is prayer? Talking to him, like we would to a friend. And see how he answers. Wait for his answers. Ask God this question every day. What way, Lord, will you show yourself to me today? Wait out for his answers. And there are many answers. And look back over the day and see where God has touched your life. Be patient. Talk to him as you would to a friend. Be yourself. Don't be somebody else. Be yourself. Come with all your aches and pains and your doubts and your fears and even your anger. Bring it there to the Lord. Wait. And don't be afraid of the silence. See him in his creation, how he has made everything. We realize that this God is much more than anything we ever dreamed of or imagined. We know when God is around by the behavior of some people who believe. They have the godlike attributes that we see in the first reading. They are calm, peaceful, non-judgmental, ready to forgive, kind, respectful, and many other noble gifts that they have. They also can be strong when needed. All we have to do is see the reaction of Jesus in the Gospels, who showed strength as well as meekness and mildness. He condemns the hypocrites and even drove the money lenders from the temple. He was brave and acted with a great sense of justice and respect for his Father in heaven. There's a great book by Graham Greene called The End of the Affair. It was made into a movie twice. And the main character in the movie is pursuing the love of a woman. And in the end, he loses her to God. And then he feels that God is coming after him. And he says, in the final words of this novel, "Dear God, leave me alone." We see how patient God is with us in our waywardness and sinfulness. He is the hound of heaven following us and will catch up with us. Not to devour us like a bad dog would, but to bring us into his protection. God finds us and presents himself to us in so many ways, especially in the events of our lives, in our prayers, and in the people we meet, and in creation. Just to mention just but a few, because you can also sit and listen to music and you can see the hand of God there, the inspiration. He is there in all these aspects of our lives and many more, interwoven in our lives. And like Saint Augustine, he said, "Our hearts are restless until they rest in thee." I think that's a powerful statement that reflects many of our lives when we feel that God is too much and to follow him is too much. It's too much of a commitment and of a commitment to love and to goodness and to kindness and to forgiving others and to doing all the right things, even to spending our lives as the saints and the martyrs did. Likewise, we at some stage of our lives, whether through sickness or sufferings of many kinds, no matter what kind they are, learn to be submissive to God and totally abandon ourselves to him. This is our goal. This is what we are ultimately asked to do. Submit and experience God in our submission and in our admission of our faults and failings and weaknesses and wounds. When we do submit, we experience the dawn of a new day, the first day of the rest of our lives. May we know, love, and serve God with all our hearts and minds and beings. Thank you for listening. May God bless you and help you to know the reality of the God in heaven who is in our hearts, in the sacraments, and in the fabrics of our lives in every sense of that word. God is present. All we have to do is wait, submit, and be patient. Be patient and wait for his intervention in our lives. Believe me, he will not disappoint you. May God bless you to have a lovely and a peaceful Sunday and a beautiful week ahead. This is Father Tom Casey, SMA of the SMA Media Center in Dola, in Zambia, signing off now and wishing you all God's blessings.